9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that they are alive and well and operating in the church today. Hallelujah. Now, having made that statement, I believe there's someone, I believe it's inside that sanctuary here, could apply to someone watching, but I definitely believe there's someone here in the sanctuary. You're being healed right now, right in this area, right there, right there. Hallelujah. Right? Let me show you again right here. Right there. Somebody's being healed. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Lord. I said glory to your name, Lord. I said glory to the mighty name of God. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in their bodies right now. Even as I speak, I thank you for what you're doing in their bodies. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. I said, glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just waiting a moment. Yes, I got you. I had forgotten, but I'll do that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you or that person, hopefully you're not shy, would you stand to your feet? Oh, glory to God. My goodness, look at him. Well, you just lift your hands right now and start thanking God for what he's doing right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Crystal, what happened to you, honey? Yes. Oh, yes, yes. I'm sorry. Speak up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
And I took like most of it out with all kind of feelings, you know, trying to help myself. I prayed and I took my body, you know, like when you always talk, we pray over ourselves. And so that's what I've done. And I'm here today.
Mm-hmm.
So I receive. I receive from God.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Well, we give God the glory. Amen. Amen. I may hear some of the rest of you later on. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I've got to move on. I forgot something. I am supposed to dismiss Children's Church, so we'll go ahead and do that right now. Children and junior class also can be dismissed. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And in the meantime, turn in your Bibles to 1 John, the first epistle of John, the first chapter. 1 John, the first chapter. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, praise God. In 1 John, the first chapter, I want to read the first verse to you. And Minister Tony touched on it during the offering concerning the word of life. And that's my subject today. Jesus, the word of life. In the very first verse, I don't know how far along we'll get, but we'll go to our sense of release, because you guys know me, I don't have to finish the sermon. You know, if Jesus tarry, we'll pick it up next time. Amen. But in verse 1, it says, and this is the Apostle John writing as he was moved by the Holy Spirit, saying, that which was from the beginning. Hallelujah. Now, when we see the word that which was from the beginning, that's to help us understand that there was nothing before Christ Jesus, because he identified himself as I am. And you've heard me minister on this from time to time. He was telling some folks, he said, before Abraham was. Now, when he said before Abraham was, he put Abraham within a timeline. But he did not put himself in a timeline. He said, before Abraham was, I am. I am. Moses inquired of the Lord when God was sending him back to Egypt to deliver the children of Israel. He says, Lord, if they ask me who sent me, what am I to tell them? What am I to tell them? Who am I going to tell them sent me? And God told him, you tell them I am sent you. I am sent you. Glory to God. So God is not in time. He's never limited by time. Matter of fact, time was created by God himself. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. But God is not limited by time. Amen. So let me move on. So it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Glory be to God. Jesus is called the word of life. He is the word of life. And that's so important to know. And God gave the Apostle John a revelation of that. As a matter of fact, let's go back to the Gospel of John again, the very first chapter. The Gospel of John, the very first chapter. Beginning at the very first verse, verse 1. It says, in the beginning, there it is again, was the Word. And listen at this. Now, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word, what? Was God. Hallelujah. See, you can say it this way. In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with God. And Jesus was God. Amen. But notice here, he's referred to as the Word. Verse 2. He was in the beginning with God. Grab a hold of this. Verse 3. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. Now let me stop right there just a moment. And we're going to touch on some other verses related to this. But you have to understand something. God created what he created through Jesus Christ. Amen. God the Father is the initiator of the plan. Jesus is the one that carries out the plan. And the Holy Spirit is the one that reveals the plan. Hallelujah. Jesus, while he was here on this earth, he made these statements. He says, that I don't do nothing of myself, but what my Father tells me to do, that's what I do. Or I say what I hear my Father say. Hallelujah. Are you still here? So verse 3 again, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Verse 4, in him, him being the Word, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You've heard me say this before. Some of you have, maybe some of you have not. But light is always more powerful than darkness. Amen. You could shut all the lights off in this sanctuary, but somebody could have a little tiny light, just a little tiny thing, and you'd be able to see it, because wherever that light came on, that darkness had to disperse. It had to go. You're still here. Can I tell you something else? You already know this. I'm just reminding you of what you already know. Jesus told us something else, and let's not forget it. And he's talking to each and every one of us. He told us that we are the light of the world. Why did he say that? Because the world lies in darkness. The world lies in darkness. But he told us, he said, you are the light of the world. That's the reason folk don't like you sometimes. That's the reason some folk talk about you. Because when you come around, that light shines and all their dirt and their mess is exposed. So they don't like you. When you begin to talk about Jesus and talk about the things of God and blessing the name of the Lord, man, they don't want to be around you. Over the years, I've been pastoring this church 38 years, and over the years, I've seen some things happen in this church. Some folks that I knew was full of the devil when they came in. But they walked into the light, and they had two options, to get right with God, or they had to leave because they couldn't stay. They couldn't stay because, why do you say that? Because, first of all, they wanted to keep doing what they were doing. They wanted to continue to live the way they were living. They had no intention of changing, but they couldn't sit in the light. They were uncomfortable. They was troubled. Them devils said, we got to get up out of here. Amen. I wish they would have stayed, got saved and set free. Because Jesus died for all of us, didn't he? Yes. Yes, he did. Well, I could tell you some of my experiences, but I'm not today. But, amen. But when light enters in, the darkness has to flee. All right, now, I want to show you another reference, and we'll move on. Let's go to the book of Revelation, the 19th chapter, Revelation 19. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And of course, God used the Apostle John to write the book of Revelation as well. Chapter 19, beginning at verse 11, it says, now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true. Glory to God. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. Are you ready for this? And he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called what? The Word of God. The Word of God. Hallelujah. Now, I should have had you to remain over in the Gospel of John. So I want you to go back there just a minute, very first chapter. And I should have marked my place as well. But now we're back at Gospel of John, chapter 1. And I read the first 5 verses to you. Now I want to drop down to verse 14. And it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Hallelujah. Praise God. Why is Jesus known as the Word of Life? First of all, he is life. Amen. He is life. When he opened his mouth to speak, the words, listen to me, the words that came out of his mouth, the moment they came out of his mouth, became eternal. Hallelujah. They became eternal. Jesus always spoke truth. Amen. Not the truth. Of course he spoke the truth, but he spoke truth. And we must see him for who he is, the Word of Life. And I'll get to it later on. I don't know if I get to it today or not. But we too are to speak words of life that comes from this book. Let me tell you something. The Word of Life changes things. Matter of fact, the Word of God tells us he placed his word above his very name. We've got to have something to stand on that we know will never change. And Jesus himself said, before any of his word change or fail, heaven and earth would pass away. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's still here. Of course, now one day, it's going to change. And that's the Word of God too. Hallelujah. At the end of the catching away of the church, we refer to it as the rapture. There's going to be 7 years of tribulation that Jesus talked about. Amen. He said it was going to happen. It's going to happen. Then after that, the Bible tells us that Jesus is coming back to the earth and he's going to reign in Jerusalem. First of all, he's going to defeat his enemies. And he's going to reign in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. We call that the 1,000-year millennium. But after that 1,000 years, Satan will be loosed. At that time, he'll be in the bottomless pit. But he will be loosed. And believe it or not, you ever noticed sometimes, some folks just don't like perfection. Do you know anybody that, you know, maybe you do know some folks that, you know, they have all the money they need, they have all the material possessions they need, they have their health, they're doing good physically, and so they're doing good, but they're still not satisfied. They just want to go somewhere and cause some problems. Maybe you know somebody like that. They have everything they need, but yet they're unthankful. There are going to be some folks like that, because the 1,000-year millennium is going to be perfect. But Satan is coming back to stir up trouble again, and guess what? Some of the folks are going to follow him. But that'll be the last time. And the Bible says, Satan won't be going back to the bottomless pit. He's going to the lake of fire. And all of those that follow him is going to the lake of fire. Never, ever, 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 ever to be heard from again. And then the Bible says the earth is going to be destroyed by fire. John say, behold, I saw a new earth and a new heaven. The old had passed away. All things had become new. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. And by the way, you and I, those of us that are born again, we'll be in our new bodies. And we'll be able to come down to the new earth. Amen. Be here in the new earth. Be in the new heaven. And we can be anywhere we want to be. How many of you heard of the speed of light? They tell me that the speed of light travels, I believe, 186,000 miles per second. Am I right? Am I right, brother? Okay, 186,000 miles per second. And I heard somebody say one time that we when we have our brand new bodies, that we'll be traveling too at the speed of light. And I got to thinking, that don't sound right. That don't sound like right, because we have planets that are thousands of light years away. You know, and so that means then if there's a certain planet I want to go to, it might take me some time to get there. But let me tell you something. We won't be limited to the speed of light. We'll be traveling at the speed of thought. Hallelujah. How many of you ever been to California? Anybody ever been to California? All righty. Now, of course, now I don't know what you were doing in California, but if just right now, think about the place you, let's say the place you stayed. Think about it right now. See how quick that was? Just speed of thought. We can go anywhere at the speed of thought. So, the saints of God, we'll be serving, and we'll be able to travel anywhere in God's universe at the speed of thought. I'm going to enjoy myself. Y'all hear me? I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. Praise God. I've made no plans to burn. But I have made plans to shine. Amen. Glory to God. And I hope you join me. Well, glory to God. Yo, you still with me? So, why is Jesus the Word of God? For our benefit, one of the reasons is we must learn, get to know him better. Let me say it that way. We must learn about him. Turn, flip backwards to the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Listen to this. When you think of those three words, word of life, that tells us that wherever there's darkness in our lives, light can come in. Are you still here? Light can come in. Now, you have Matthew chapter 11. I'll just begin reading the 25th verse. Matthew 11, 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Amen. He's talking about folks that walk in their own wisdom, think they know it all without God. Verse 26, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Now look at verse 28. We're talking about the word of life here. Listen, Jesus says, verse 28, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll do what? I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. Listen to this. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find what? Rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. But notice verse 29 again. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and do what? Learn from me. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you with everything within me. Get to know him. Get to know him. Get to know him. This is the way you know him. You hear me? This is the way you know him. Let me tell you. Sometimes folks say, well, you know, Lord, the Lord led me to do this and the Lord led me to do that and blah, 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 on and on. And some of it's true and some of it's not. But let me tell you something. Please listen to me. I'm not going to be up here long because I'm not going to finish this. But listen to me. This is our foundation. This is our foundation. The Word of God. The Word of God gives us life. It brings life to us. The light comes on. There are two Greek words for word that comes to mind right now. One is logos, which is the spoken word. The spoken word. The other one is rhema. And I like to say it this way. Rhema, the revealed word. Revelation from the spoken word. Because let me tell you something. See, who was it? James tells us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Because you can hear it, but if you don't do it, it's never going to become rhema to you. Hallelujah. The light must come on. If I want to know this book, I am hungry for God's word. Now, I've been born again, and most of you know this because I've told you enough times, but I was born again in 1969, right? Right? Y'all remember me telling you that? I was born again in 1969. Can I tell you something? Let me see, 69, 79, 89, 99, 2009, 2019, what's that about? 55 years now, been born again. And I praise God for that. But I want to tell you something. Please listen to me. I am hungrier for the word of God and getting to know him better than I ever been.
Hallelujah.
Since I got saved, since I was born again. I've studied, spent time in the Word of God, spent time reading Word of God-based books, you know, good authors and men and women of God, and I'm just eating it up down through the years. Am I right, honey? Down through the years. Amen. I remember when the late Kenneth E. Hagin was alive, and he's the author of many, many, many books. But every time he would write a new book, one of his books would come out. I'd have to go find it and buy it because I just wanted to consume that word. Amen. I wanted to consume that word. I was hungry. I was hungry for the things of God. Didn't he promise to feed us if we were hungry and thirsty? Didn't he? He promised that he would feed us. But I want to tell you something. I am still hungry for more of God, to know him better, to receive a greater revelation of him. Because, listen, the more I know about him, the better I can serve him. Hallelujah. And if you're hungry for it, I got news for you. God's going to pour it on you. He's going to pour it on you. So, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 29 again. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. But you know what he said here? I want you to get this in your spirit. He said, verse 29, first take. The inferred meaning here is you take. You take. Too many times we want God to do it all. We don't want to do nothing. Bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me. Wait, get up off the couch. I don't want to, Lord. Bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord. Lord, you know I need a job. Send somebody by my house that needs some help. No, you get your lazy self up. Put your clothes on. Take a shower first. Put your clothes on and go look for a job. Amen. You take, Jesus said, my yoke upon you, and listen to this, you learn from me. I mean, you got to put forth some effort. For I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Listen, I must pick up this book. I got to pick this book up. I got to open it. I've got to read it. Amen. Oh, there's so much more I want to say. I think I'll leave it right there for today. Is that all right? I want you just to think about, ponder what I told you today. He is the word of life, and we must learn from him. God has a word for you every day. Why don't you write that down? God has a word for me every day. Does that mean somebody going to stop by and prophesy to you? Not necessarily. But as you spend some time with him, you get in his word, he will minister to you. He will speak to you. I said he will speak to you. When you open your Bible, or if you read your Bible from your iPad or your tablet, however you... When you open your Bible, expect God to minister to you. Expect to hear something from God. Now, I didn't say it's going to thunder, the ground's going to shake, none of that. You just read the Word of God, and you get it on the inside of you, and you're going to find out your life's going to change. And you will find rest for your souls. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word that will never ever return to you void. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the word of life. We thank you again, Lord, for the word of life, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may we have a hunger to learn more about him. Have a greater experience walking with him, because he has so much that he wants to impart to us. But Lord, we know we must make ourselves available to him. I thank you for that. We give you the glory for it, Father. In Jesus' name. I do want to say to those that's watching the live stream, so glad you joined us today. But if any of you have not received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I extend to you right now this invitation to do just that. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. He is the word of life.